The U.S. military in Afghanistan has acknowledged providing assistance to a group of American vigilantes who were conducting their very own counterterrorism operation in Kabul. The vigilantes were running a private jail in the Afghan capital. They had represented themselves as officials of the U.S. government. The three men are now in an Afghan prison, facing charges of hostage taking and assault. Miranda Kennedy has more on the story from Kabul.
When Afghan forces raided a Kabul house last week that they thought was the office of an American-run import company, they apparently found three Afghans suspended from the ceiling by their feet. The American civilians were holding Afghans prisoner, but it wasn't the Afghans who had broken the law, it was their American jailers.
There were eight Afghans who were imprisoned by these foreigners. They were tortured, they were beaten, their hands were tied.
Lutfullah Mashal is spokesperson for the Afghan Ministry of Interior Affairs.
But neither we nor the other security agencies had any information of their involvement with any kind of terrorist activities. They were quite innocent people. We don't know why they had brought them and put them in their private jail.
The Afghan authorities released the detainees and arrested the American vigilantes, who were led by a former U.S. soldier, Jack Adima. Now he and two other Americans are in an Afghan jail, awaiting trial in an Afghan court. But although they were not working for the U.S. military at the time, the case raises some hairy issues for the troops stationed in Afghanistan. Captain Chris Henderson, spokesperson for the NATO-led International Forces in Afghanistan, or ISAF, said yesterday that they had been tricked into helping Adima and his team.
The ISAF personnel believed that he was what he purported to be, and therefore they believed they were providing legitimate support to a legitimate security agency. After the fact, we realized that we had been providing support to an organization that was acting outside the law.
The U.S. command in Afghanistan has been quick to condemn the activities of Adima and his colleagues, who also had traces of explosives on their compound. Major John Siepman, spokesperson for the U.S.-led coalition in Afghanistan, says that at a time when the U.S. military is under scrutiny for its treatment of prisoners in both Iraq and Afghanistan, the incident is of obvious concern.
We certainly don't want to be associated with Jack Adima and his private war here, and certainly passing himself off or attempting to pass himself off as a member of the coalition is detrimental to us, particularly if he's mistreating people or breaking Afghan laws.
But Seatman says there isn't much the U.S. military can do to prevent loose cannons like Adima from operating unless they're working for the military or a military contractor. The streets of Kabul are full of partly uniformed foreigners associated with security or military agencies, making it difficult for Afghans to distinguish the real from the fake. But Afghanistan's own budding intelligence and judicial systems have swiftly taken up this case. Jack Adima and his colleagues will face 16 to 20 years in an Afghan jail if they're convicted. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in Kabul.